Parshas Vayishlach, the Israel get a nasha, as the pasuk says in the end of Perek Lamed Beis, Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael skid hanasha, asher al kaf hayorech ad hayom hazeh, ki nago bekaf yach Yaakov beged hanasha. So, what I'd like to do is discuss a specific mishnah in Chulin about get hanasha, and from there, we will stem off into a more general discussion about Shmiras Mitzvahs from Sinai or from before Sinai, a little bit about Nishna Torah and its Hadsha Halacha, things like that. So that will be the course of the Shir. Mishnah and Chulin Kuf Amun Beis. Machlokas Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Mishnah says, this is about Get Hanasha, Noeg B'Tahora, V'Eino Noeg B'Tameya. So the Isser Get Hanasha only applies on a Tahor animal, not on a Tamei animal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af B'Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have a Get Hanasha even on a Tamei animal is also a problem with Get Hanasha. So Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Raya is V'Halo Mibnei Yaakov Nesar Get Hanasha. The Isser was from the time of Bnei Yaakov. So there was no chilik between Behemoth Tahor and Behemoth Tameya by the time of Bnei Yaakov. So so once the Torah says you can't eat get anasha, it's applying to any Behemoth which they would eat back that, which was Bein Behemoth Tahor, Bein Behemoth Tameya. So Amrulo, Chum said back, that's not a taina, because Besinai Nemar, Elash Anichta Bumkomo. It was said at Sinai, but it was written by where the story happened, by Yaakov. Rashi learns the machlokas as follows. So Rashi says, so just go through all the Rashis. So in a noig b'tmeya, chachamim say there's no get anasha on tmeya, which means if you eat the get anasha of tmeya, so there's no specific malchus for the get hanasha. There may be malchus for isra of Tamei ochel, but not forget nasha. And if you hold, there's no time in begame at the same time, there's no malchus at all, because you're just eating an eitz, and the Torah wasn't mechayev you only on a gid of tahora, not a gid of tamei. Okay. Now, the Rashi of Amru Lo, so the Chachamim's taina back to Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Pasuk zeh shehiz here olav b'sinai nemar, the ad sinai lo huzru. The azhara was only beginning at Sinai, and until Matan Torah, there was no Azhara of Gid Hanasha. Okay, it was put in Parshas Vayishlach, but there was no Azhara at that point. And it was Nechtabim Komo, Li'achar Shenemar B'Sinai, only after it was said at Sinai. The Kosov V'Sidar Moshe Satorah, Kosov HaMikra Hazeh, Al HaMaisa, so he put it in his place. Alkein Huzru B'nei Yisrael Acharechein, so we nowadays, Achar Matan Torah, have an Azhara, Shelo Yochlu Gid. So Rashi learns that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that it's no heg af b'tmeya, it's because it was the Isser was set to Bnei Yaakov, and there was no distinction between Behemoth Tahor and Behemoth Tmeya, so Genosh applies even to Behemoth Tmeya. According to Rabbanon, the Azhara, according to Rashi, the way he's learning the Rabbanon, the Azhara only began at Sinai, and at Sinai we are Nizhar on Behemoth Tahor and not on Behemoth Tmeya. So when the Torah asked Gid Hanasha, it's asking Dafka Behemoth Tahora and not Behemoth Tameya. Yeah.
Which of Yehuda, why don't have up to those times we don't have the same thing in the same thing?
It's a whole separate story against Hedron. We can talk about it afterwards. I mean, why don't the...
It's the same... No, it's the same. It's the same as far as it applies to that it applies to that those mitzvahs since they're given to Bnei Noah, which we are Bnei Noah, we shouldn't have the same darn as...
Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that things switched to Achar Matan Torah. We'll discuss it later. The Rambam learns a different shot in the Mishnah. Very, very famous Perish Mishnayos. So look here at the Perish Mishnayos. So it's on Mishnah Vav here. Starting from the words, from the fourth line, it says, V'sim libcha l'klal ha-godol hazeh Hamuva b'mishnah zu. Pay attention to here. Here's your answer over here. Fourth line. V'sim libcha. V'sim libcha. L'klal hagadol hazeh. Hamuva b'mishnah zu. V'hu amram misinai nesar. And that's where it says whatever the gear says, Mitzinai Nemar, Mitzinai Nesar, the who, Atatar Chodas, Shekol Mash Anu Nizharim Mimenu, O Osim Oso Hayom, Ein Anu Osim Zos Elab Mei Tzivoy Hashem Ayyadei Moshe. We keep everything because of the tzivoy of Hashem to Moshe. Lo b'mnei she'Hashem tzivah b'kachlum nevim she'kamuhu, not because of any tzivoy to earlier nevim. Dugma l'kach, for example. Ein anu ochlum eivr menachai, lo b'mnei she'Hashem asr abnei noach eivr menachai, el b'mnei she'Moshe asr aleinu eivr menachai, b'mashen estave b'sinai. Eivr menachai did exist before Matan Torah to b'nei noach, but we don't keep it because of that isser. This is maybe addressing what you were saying before. But we keep it because of the tzivoy that was said at Sinai. Sheyishoyer Eivr Menachai Osir. V'chein, Ein Anu Molim Biglal Sh'Avraham Molas Atzmo V'Anshe Beiso. We don't do Mila because of the tzivoy to Avraham. Elam Nesha Hashem Tzivanu Ayadei Moshe Lehimol Kimoshe Mol Avraham Alav Hashalom. Rather, we do Mila because of the tzivoy to Moshe, like Avraham did Mila, which we'll see about that line in a little bit. V'chein gid ha'nasha, so too in this Mishnah. Ein anu nimshachem bo acharei iser Yaakov avinu. We don't keep it because of the iser to Yaakov. Elat tzivoy Moshe Rabbeinu. We keep gid ha'nasha because of the tzivoy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Halotire amram, and the raya for this is, for all of this is, the Gemara Makos of Sheish Meos v'shloshen tzrei mitzvahs nemru lo Moshe b'sinai, that there's Taryag mitzvahs, and it says b'sinai. The kol eila mechal ha'mitzvahs. Gid ha'nasha is one of Taryag, Mila is one of Taryag, and if those are all said b'Sinai, that's a riot that we keep it because of Sinai. So the Rambam is learning a very different shot in the Mishnah than Rashi. Rambam is learning Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Rabbanon, Gid HaNoshe was Usher to Bnei Yaakov. Was Usher, there was Nezhara to Bnei Yaakov. Machlokas is L'Chora, he says in Rabbanon Behedja, that even though it was said to Bnei Yaakov, we only keep it because of the tzivoy that said at Sinai, and since by Sinai we only had a heter in behemoth tahora, not behemoth tmeya, so therefore when the Torah asked gid hanasha, it was asking gid hanasha on behemoth tahora, not on behemoth tmeya. He doesn't explain Rabbi Yehuda, but bepashtus Rabbi Yehuda would hold not like this klal, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Bepashtus Rabbi Yehuda says that the tzivoy, the lashon of the Mishnah was Velo al Bnei Yaakov Nesar. It sounds like we are learning from Bnei Yaakov, and since by Bnei Yaakov there was no chiluk between Behemoth Tahor and Behemoth Tmeya, then so too Gid Hanasha, the Isser Gid Hanasha said by Yaakov applies nowadays as well. There's no chiluk between Behemoth Tahor and Behemoth Tmeya. That's the Pashtus in Rabbi Yehuda's Machlokas Achron about it. But the Ikar Nekuda is, according to the Rambam, according to the Rabbanon, there really was an Isser said to Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov, and just we keep it because of Matan Torah. Whereas Rashi learns, the Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rabbanan is, was the Azhara said to Bnei Yaakov, or was the Azhara said at Sinai? No, Rashi and Rambam. So it's Machlokas Acharonim and the Rambam about Rav Yehuda, but that's a side point. Yeah.
I don't understand the Rambam's Shita.
Rashi holds that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Azhara was said to Bnei Yaakov, and according to the Rabbanon, the Azhara was said at Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda is to Bnei Yaakov, the Rabbanon is at Sinai. According to Rambam, the Azhara was said L'Kulei Alma to Bnei Yaakov. Just the Shaila is, do we keep it because of the tzivoy to Bnei Yaakov, or do we keep it because of the tzivoy by Sinai? So even though there definitely was an Isser said to Yaakov, but we only have an Isser on Gid HaNoshe Tahora, not on Gid HaNoshe Tmeya, because the tzivoy said at Sinai, because we keep the tzivoy that was said the second time, the one at Sinai. And by that point, there was a chiluk between Behemoth Tahora and Behemoth Tmeya.
Why is it pashut that even if our tzivoy came from Sinai,
because it's only on something which is shy for us to eat. In other words, that's a partial assumption in the Mishnah itself, you see.
I got as far as there.
We should find the pasuk says that you should hold yourself back from the Gidonasha.
Of whatever,
whatever you're
able
eating.
To eat.
It doesn't, it's no consider not eating it.
Okay. Now, there's a lot discussed about this Rambam. I think not to focus on the kashas on the Rambam, but there are at least three Gemaras that the Achronim ask on the Rambam from. Just to tell you where they are: Sanhedrin and Tesam of Beis, Chulin Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph, Chulin Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Sanhedrin Nuntes Amud Beis, I did not print out here, but Chulin Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph and Chulin Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. You have here on one of the sheets Chulin Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph, so we can. I'm sorry, Chulin Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, not Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. I have here two of the Gemaras on Chulin Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Amr B'Yosi B'Bechanina, my dichtiv. What's beshan the pasuk v'tavoach tavoach v'hachin? Hora lahem beis hashchita. V'hachin told and v'hachin is told gid hamashi b'fneihem. Gemara says that Yosef said to take out the gid hamashi for Bnei Yaakov, and the Gemara says kimanda amar gid hamashi nesar l'bnei Noach. That which Yosef was makbid on gid hamashi is going like the manda amar gid hamashi nesar l'bnei Noach, which is like Rabbi Yehuda. Bnei Noach means here Bnei Yaakov. So if the Gemara specified that there's an Isser Gid HaNasha, Yosef was talking about Isser Gid HaNasha, and that's only like the opinion that Gid HaNasha is Nesar Libnei Noach of Bnei Yaakov, mashma that there would be no problem of Bnei Yaakov eating Gid HaNasha, according to the Rabbanon that hold that it's Mutter, very nice according to Rashi, but according to the Rambam, that Lekulei Alma, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Rabbanon, there was an Isser Gid HaNasha from the time of Bnei Yaakov. Why is the Gemara being madgish that this only makes sense that they were nizar, that they were careful on Gid HaNasha according to the day of Nesar Lebnei Noach? That's one question they ask on the Rambam. Another question they ask on the Rambam is Hulin, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings a brisa to discuss how they darshan the pasuk in our parsha. So the Gemara brings the Rabbanan's opinion in Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Omru lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi nemar al kein lo yochu b'nei Yaakov. The pasuk doesn't say that b'nei Yaakov shouldn't eat it. It says b'nei Yisrael. V'lo nikru b'nei Yisrael ad Sinai. Ela b'sinai nemar al shenecha b'mkomo leidu m'esotam nesar lahem. So the Rabbanan's tie-in to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, that if he would have said Bnei Yaakov, he would have agreed. But since it says Bnei Yisrael, the Isser was said at Sinai, not to Bnei Yaakov. The reason we know it's not like Rabbi Yehuda is because it doesn't say Alkein lo yochlu Bnei Yaakov. It's not Mefurish, as a Kashan Rambam, but it sounds like that he's saying there's no Isser to Bnei Yaakov. What? V'chinemar Alkein lo yochlu Bnei Yaakov, v'onemar ela Bnei Yisrael.
Well, Yisrael means Yaakov in this case.
No, the Rambam are learning it means that they're called Bnei Yisrael at Sinai. What's happening is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Isser was said to Bnei Yaakov. Mm-hmm. And Rabbanan said back to him, Lechor, the Rabbanan said back to him is, if you were right, the Pasuk would have said, Alkein lo yochlu Bnei Yaakov. So according to Rashi, it's a fine read. That Rabbanan are telling Rabbi Yehuda there was no Isser said to Bnei Yaakov because the Pasuk doesn't say, lo yochlu Bnei Yaakov. But according to the Rambam, that the whole question is, when do we start keeping it? What's that? Who cares? Everyone agrees that okay, Yochel Ben Yaakov is a true halacha. So what? Like, what's the shaka v'tarya?
The question is, why is it only being said to Ben Yaakov? Because according to the Rambam, the nafkamina is that everyone has to keep it because we said it to Moshe.
Right. Well, it wasn't said to Ben Yaakov, but the Rabban are asking Rabbi Yehuda why. According to you, the pasuk should have said that, but in fact, it doesn't say that. Means that you're wrong. What does it mean that you're wrong is what we're trying to figure out. Does it mean you're wrong that there was no Isser said to Bnei Yaakov? That's the way that Rashi learns. According to the Rabbanan, all they're saying back to Rabbi Yehuda is, we don't follow the Isser that was said to Bnei Yaakov, rather we follow the Isser at Sinai. If that's the Rabbanan's tie into Rabbi Yehuda, how do you fit that into the Lashon of the Gemara? Those are a couple of the kashas that Achronim ask on the Rambam. And by the way, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Beis that you need Basar. Gid HaNasha is only on something which is Basar, which is Muteres. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Rabbanon. When was the Isra said? Was it said at a time when Basar Tamea was Muteris or not? That's okay. Now, we don't have time for it. I care about it. We don't have time for it. Gemara, Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes. Halacha Aleph. Rambam here is a famous Bnei Noach Rambam, where he really lists all the mitzvahs that were nogeh, not all of them, but many of the mitzvahs that were nogeh before Ma'an Torah. So, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitztav Adam Harishon, Vodazara, Birkas Hashem, Shvichastam, Gilarayos, Gezel Ve'adinim. Afapi Shakulam Kabbalah Hein Biyadein Moshe Rabbeinu, which is an important line, they're all Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'adas Notelahem, and they are things that you would figure out yourself. Mechal Devrei HaTorah Yiroa Shal Elu Nitztavu, we still see from the Torah that they were nitzav, Adam and Bnei Dora Lachora were nitzav on these six. Hosef leNoach Eiver Menachai. There's an addition to Noach is Eiver Menachai. Nimtzu seven mitzvos. V'chein haya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. This is the seven mitzvos everyone kept until Avraham. Nitzav yeser al elu b'mila. By Avram there became more through Mila, Gulus Baal Shacharis, the Yitzchak Kifrish Meiser, we quoted last week that is Lashon Rambam here of Avram was Misbaal Shacharis, by Yitzchak Kifrish Meiser, the host of Tfila Cheris, Lefnos Hayom, the Yaakov host of Gid Hanoshe, Vizbaal Arvis. The Rambam says that Yaakov was most of Gid Hanoshe, Vizbaal Arvis. Let's keep going. Umitzrayim Nitztav Amram and Mitzvahs Yiseros, more mitzvahs were given to Amram, whatever those mitzvahs were. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama Torah al yado. And the Torah was completed through Moshe. Now before we discuss that line, the Lechem Mishnah has a kasha on the line of Yaakov Hosef Gid Hanoshe. Lechem Mishnah had a kasha. He said that, how can the Rambam say Yaakov Hosef Gid Hanoshe? Don't we see from the Mishnah in Chulin that if we pass in like the Rabbanon, b'sinai nemar v'nichta v'mekomo, doesn't that mean that the Isser was started at Sinai, not at Bnei Yaakov? So how can the Rambam say Yaakov hosef gid hanoshe? That's what Lechem Mishnah asked. He didn't read the most famous Perush Mishnayos. This is the most, you know, the Teretz is Pashat, that Rambam could write Yaakov hosef gid hanoshe. Because here he's not talking about why we follow it, he's just talking about the mitzvahs that happened before Matan Torah.
What's the Mishnah?
No, stop, the Mishnah. If we pass him like the Rabbanon, the Lech Mishnah asks, how can the Rambam say Yaakov Hosef Gid Hanoshe in the Mishnah, according to the Rabbanon, the Mishnah B'sina Nesa, Yaakov. But like Shmuel said, according to the Perush Mishnayos, it's Davar Pasha.
But that's where we get it from. We have the same thing with, with Mila. The Gemara tries multiple times to find where in the world was it commanded. It says Akasher Tzivo So Elokim with Mila. Okay. It was commanded at the time of Avram.
Right. And the Rambam quotes that you have these things were said beforehand. Yeah. But we keep it because of Sinai. So that's not a theory to this Rambam, where he's just talking historically what they kept. And every Achron you look for, you will
say, in other words, if it came in the Mishnah, it wasn't the Kamen Panam
Kaisha. You see anywhere in the Matef, the Chasim Sofer, forgot who else. Every Achron is entirely to that for the Rambam. Now, so let's go back to this lesson, the end of Halacha Aleph. Nishlama Torah al Yado. So the Torah, as you guys are all making noises, that seems to be against the Lashon of the Rambam Perush Mishnayos that imply that we keep everything because of Matan Torah. And here, the Rambam says, Nishlama Torah al Yado? Sounds like, not like in Perush Mishnayos, sounds like Gid Hanoshe is Taka. We keep it Alt Yaakov and Shacharis and Mincha and everything listed here. And just the other ones we keep because of Sinai, which is Ashkenazim asked that kasha.
There's no Torah. What does it mean? Nishlama Torah.
Nishlama Torah.
There's no Torah beforehand that you're finishing off.
Just maybe it means it's called Torah afterwards. I don't know. It doesn't bother me so much.
Oh, maybe that's the answer. In other words, before it wasn't. It was a certain number of mitzvos that were like a preview, and then Moshe made it into a Torah. In other words, it wasn't Torah yet, so Torah wasn't given yet. But there was a concept of a preview of Torah, maybe. like mitzvos. Kind of like what they got at Mara when they left.
The Lashon Nishlamo sounds like he's completing something, not that he's doing the whole thing fresh. It's a difficult Lashon, maybe. But just to point out something, when we read the Perish Mishnayos, even though by Eivir Melechai and Gidan Nasha, he says that we keep them because of the Tzivoy to Moshe Rabbeinu, by Mila, he had different Lashon, if you know this. I'm not sure how important it is to be Medayik this, but by Mila, he said, we don't keep it because of the Tzivoy to Avraham, rather the Tzivoy to Moshe. Kimoshe Mol Avraham, Kimoshe, the Gersa, Nusach, we have here, Kimoshe Mol Avraham Alav HaShalom. Different Gersa is Kimoshe Nimol Avraham. And Pesach Mishnayos. So, Yeshla is topic. Is he just saying we keep Mila like Abraham did it? Is he just giving a dogma? Or is he saying that really, really there is some shaykhus to Mila's Abraham? Now, again, this is beyond the purview of discussion right now, but there is Rav Chaim in Sefer, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yod of Hilchos Mila, where he does discuss two separate dinim by Hilchos Mila, that one is Noveya from the Parsha in Tazria Metzorah, and the other is Noveya from the Parsha set to Avram Avinu. I'll say the words, just the concept is that even though the Gemara says that the Mila is only on day 8 by a case of when the mother was Tomei, had Tumas Leda, if there's no Tumas Leda, the Mila is not on day 8, and it's Docha, and that's when it's Docha Shabbos. Rambam Paskins that even a Mila which the mother was did not have Tumas Leda, on the one hand it's done on day 8, but on the other hand it's not Docha Shabbos. And Rav Chaim explains that from the Parsha said to Abraham, we learn that even that when the mother is not Tameh, so it's not Docha Shabbos, but the Mila is done on Yom Shemini Bivadai, even and still not Docha Shabbos. But the point is, Perek Aleph Halacha Yod, Hilchos Mila. We can discuss the sugya more depth when we have more time. But the point is, Rav Chaim understood from the Rambam that there is a halacha coming from Milas Avraham, and in the Gemara it's Shitas Abaye there that says Doros Harishonim Yochichu, that we do go based on a limud from Avraham, and the other Amor who we don't paskin like said back to him Nisna Torah v'nischad shahalacha. We're not misyaches to Avraham bechlal. We go after what was said by Sinai. So the other Amor that we don't paskin like said that whenever there's Tumas Leda, then there's din of Yom Shmini. It's Tocha Shabbos. When there's no Tumas Leda, there's no din of Yom Shmini. There's no din of Dechiyah Shabbos. I'm not passing like Abaye that we do have a shaychus to Milas Avraham. So according to this, maybe we could say that really we do learn out from Avraham certain halachas of Mila, for example, but Nishlamo Torah Ayadei Moshe means that really, like Rambam says, Peshnayas, we keep everything Misinai. And by Gidan Nasha, that's when the Isra was said, so it was only said on Behemoth Tahora, not on Behemoth Tmeya. And we keep Mila also because of the Tzivoy at Sinai, we follow the Torah because of Sinai. However, if there are halachas that are kept and are nogeya from before Matan Torah, those could be included in the Tzivoy said at Sinai. So maybe the Lashon of Achabel Moshe Meinu V'nishlam HaTorah Al Yado means simply that he kept some things as well. But Lamaisa, that which we keep it, is because it was repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu at Matan Torah.
The Nesach of Pesach Shalav Yavino is not Ishmael according to the other man number. Why would we say Nesach of Pesach Shalav? Still, there is still
so like the
first time
like
that we did that.
Yeah.
Or, and where's the other Chia? There's two Dinim. There's one Chia from Abram, and where's the other one?
From Tazria.
Tazria.
It's also interesting that by other mitzvahs like Bris Milah, which it says is said by Abraham, it still is a separate tzivoy by in Tazria for Milah. But Gernosha, the Makar, the only place we see Milah, Gernosha is by Yaakov.
Yeah, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we can't.
What's the question again, though?
There's a chiluk in the different mitzvahs. If they were said after Matan Torah, they weren't said after Matan Torah. So the Gemara does deal with that. It is relevant. We can't go into it.
Where does it say about Moshe completing
the? That's the end of part Tesalacha Aleph in Melachim Nishlamat Torah Yado. Now this is interesting to compare these Rambams to another Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Ovel, which you have here on the sheets as well. Mitzvahs ase lehis abel ala krovim, shenemar ve'achalti chatas hayom hayita v'nei Hashem, ve'ein avelis min haTorah ela b'yom rishon bilvad. Avelis min haTorah, according to the Rambam, is yom rishon bilvad, shehu yom amisav yom akfura. Aval shar hashiva yomim, eno din Torah. The din of sitting shiva is not midaraisa. In fact, I'm a makasha. Afa pisha nemar b'torah vayas le'oviv evil shivas yomim. You do find avelos shivas yomim in Torah. Nisna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. That din does not apply anymore because nisna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. You understand? Vayas le'oviv Evel Shivas Yamim. Parshas Vayechi.
Oh, that's talking about.
Yeah. Now, the reason how we know Nitna Torah is Chacha Halacha is because the original pasuk that the Rambam brings of the Chalti Chatas Hayom implies that only one day of Avelos. So even though the pasuk says it, it's muchach that you have to change it from 7 days to 1 day, that ayidei nisinas haTorah, the halacha is ne'ekar from before Matan Torah, and now it's kept to be 1 day.
Why would it be shortened?
I know. But l'chora, right, if it wasn't muchach from the psukim, maybe you would not say nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. I mean, it's only because muchach in the psukim. Meaning, that which we said in Hilchos Melachim, that Nishlamah HaTorah Ayadei Moshe Rabbeinu, I think that makes sense in the cases that we spoke about, like, either if the Torah repeats itself a second time, take Gita Nasha. So, it was said by Yaakov, or Eivor Melechai. It was said before Matan Torah, and we don't find afterwards any new Tzivoy, so presumably it was said again, it was said again at Sinai. So we follow because it was said at Sinai. Or Mila. There was adjustment to the halacha, okay? Meaning there was a parsha said by Avraham, and now there's a parsha said by Acharman Torah. So we can keep parts of it from Avraham, and we keep parts of it from Tazria, however that works out, okay? However, if the din Torah is soser legamri, the din that was said before Matan Torah, on that, you would say din the Torah from this Chacha Halacha.
Even though it said that, even though the Torah says it, it says two things that are essential.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm trying to do here is as follows. On the one hand, the Rambam says din the Torah from this Chacha Halacha in Hilchos Avelos. On the other hand, I guess the way to pose this would be, you know, Rav Chaim learns out from that Sugya in Mila that we don't say din the Torah from this Chacha Halacha. We do learn out from Avram Avinu. So I think the answer, the reason why it would not be Shver, is that whenever the din achar matan Torah is either repetition or just a new din, then you talk nishlam Torah al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. You can take everything tafasta meruba tafasta. But by avelos, where it's so said the din that was before matan Torah, there you say the klal of nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Okay, now. So that those are the Rambams. I believe that would be the Mahalich and these Rambams. But the main thing I just want to share with you is Stam, the Pirush Mishnayos is very chashuv, and as he said, Sim Libcha, Sim Zeh Libcha B'yadcha, what is the Lashon? Sim Libcha L'Klal HaGadol Hazeh. And in Hilchos Melachim, it sounds a little bit not like that, so you need to have a Yishuv. It's interesting to compare to this Lashon Hilchos Avelos. Now, going back to Gid Hanasha, going back to the Rambam Peirush Mishnayos, which I'd like to focus on for a moment, about following the Torah from Sinai, and not because of what was said beforehand, I want to share a couple of things from the Oneg Yontev. The Oneg Yontev talks about this Rambam both in his Hakdama and in Simen Ayin Vav. First of all, he points out in Hagdama that the Lashon in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Avos, Moshe Kibel Misinai. It doesn't say Moshe Kibel Bisinai. What's Lashon of Moshe Kibel Misinai? It makes sense according to the Rambam that we keep everything from Sinai and onwards. From Sinai, but not from beforehand. On the Gyantav, yeah, Hagdama. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he points out, that was in Hagdama. Now in Siman Ein Vav, he points out that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that this machlokas in Gittin Daf Samech, if the Torah is Megillah Ninna or Chasuma Ninna, which means, was the Torah written all in one shot at the end? That's Chasuma Ninna. Or Megillah Ninna means it was written each parsha separately, whenever it happened. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, at least according to the Rush, the only thing that points out, it's not clear in the Gemara, but according to the Rush, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Megillah Ninna. So each parsha was said at its whenever the parsha happened. So he said, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, at the time of when the parsha happened, the Torah was written. So I guess this would mean even when the Maisa with Bnei Yaakov happened. I don't know exactly. I have to be eyeing into this looking and getting if that's possible to say. But when Basar Tameh was Mutar Lechol, that's when the psukim were written, so then it was even said by Behemoth Tmeya, because Torah Megillah Nitna, and it was that's at the time of the Tziva Gidan Nashet, it was Mutar Lechol. Masha Enkein, we Paskin, Rambam Furish Paskin's Chasuma Nitna, so everything was written Achar Matan Torah at the end of the Midbar. So if so, at the time of when the pasuk was written, Basar Tameh was already Asr, and Mele Gidan Nashet was only said on Basar Tahor, not on Basar Tmeya. That is only going to the Cheshbon.
That's the Maskana. That's going to be the Maskana, right?
Yeah, okay. I don't think this is Nogia to the Rambam. Stam. Adab, I think maybe something worse than Rashi. Yeah, this works in Rashi, Dafka and Rashi. Okay. It's not the Peshach Lias. Stam Elashi Tassel in the Mishnah. But now to address the Rambam for a moment. So we learned last week the Gemara and Brachos, which I don't have here. The Gemara and Brachos, Dafka Vav and Beis, we talked about Tefila Keneged Avos Tiknum and Tefila Keneged Tminim Tiknum. So. Yeah, thank you. So, again, the Seder of the Gemara here is Machlokas Amoraim. So, Yosef Rebbe Chanina holds Tefilas Avos Tekno. Shulman Levi says Tefilas Neged Tminim Tekno. Gemara brings Tanya Kavase to each of them. One Braisa says Behedja, that, like the Rambam said, Hilchas Melachim, Avram Tikein Shacharis, Yitzchot Mincha, Yaakov Meirev. The other Braisa says Behedja, that shachar is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar, Mincha, Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, Tefillah connected to Nevarim Pedorim, Shalonis Akhlim, Erev Krevim Hochim Kol Alayla. Then the Gemara says, Nema Tehave Tiyuv to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Let the Braisa about Tmidim connected, Tefillah connected to Tmidim Tiknum, be a kasha on Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina says Tefillah Avos Tiknum. And the Gemara gives its answers that you're right. In other words, Tefilas Avos Tiknu, but they were Asmuchu on Tefilas Keneged Tminim Tiknu, and that's how you have Musaf comes from there. That's the Gemara. So El Yontav has a very obvious Ha'ara. You have one Braisa supporting this Amora, you have one Braisa supporting that Amora. And yet the Gemara only asks from the Braisa of Tefilas Keneged Tminim Tiknu on the Shita that holds Tefilas Avos. That the Avos were Misaken. Why not ask the other way? Why not ask from the Braisa that says that the Avos were Misaken, Tefillah? Why not ask from that Braisa on the Shita that holds Tefillah's connected to Minim Tiknum? Very fair question. Why is the Gemara only go one way? The only Gyantiv, and same Simen. So, that's his Kasha on the Gemara. He says, according to the Rambam and Perish Rishnayos, it makes a lot of sense. Because if, according to the Shita that holds Tefillah's connected to Tminim Tiknum, even if there's a Braisa out there that says that the Avos were Misakin Tefillah, that's not Shver on him. Because we don't do anything because the Avos did. Rather, we only keep Shachar's Mincha Ma'ariv because of Keneged Tmidim. So even just because the Raisa says that Avos Tiknov, it doesn't. That's not going to be a. That's not going to be
a riot.
So wait, we'll get there. Okay. And this is how the Rambam Taka holds. In other words, we talked about last week. How could the Rambam bring both concepts of Keneged Tmidim Tiknum? And here in Hilchos Melachim, we saw today, he brings Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Well, that's not Shver. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Taka were Misakein, but we don't follow it because of that. We follow it because it feels Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. That's how the only guess is being Miyashi. The Rambam could bring both Shitas. However, according to Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina, that says Tfilos Ovos Tiknum, that means that we do tefillah machmas, the avos. We daven because of the avos. That's what it means. Tefillos avos tikno. Okay? Meaning, all the braces says is Avram tikein shacharis, Yitzchak tikein mincha, Yaakov tikein arvis. That's what the braces says. And that could be true, according to everybody. Just we don't keep it because of that. We keep it because of Keneged Tmidim tikno. But according to the Amora that says tefillos avos tikno, which is mashma, not just the historical fact, but it's mashma that only ends up learning in the Gemara that according to that shita we do it because the avos were misaken tefillas. On that, you could ask from the other brisa. The brisa says that the tefillas were misaken neged the tmidim, and that the Gemara had to give the answer that they gave. Okay, one last ha'ara. The Rishonim on the Torah. Also ask on the first Rashi, right, Amar B'Yitzchak, that why didn't the Torah begin from Mechot Shezelechem? Why is that the first mitzvah? If anything, you want to say the Rashi about that?
No.
Everyone knows that, right?
I don't know.
Maybe you don't know that. So
that's what I know.
So Rishonim ask, why are you saying you should start from Mechot Shezelechem? Why not start from earlier mitzvahs, like Puruvu or Gid Anasha, things like that? Rishonim give their answers. Like one answer is Mechot Shezelechem was the first one given to a tzibur of Yisrael as a group. These mitzvahs, Mila, Gid Anasha, Puruvu, were given on an individual basis. But according to the Perish Mishnayos, I thought that their kasha is not a kasha. Because maybe you could say that since we don't keep these mitzvahs of Gid and Mila and Puruvu and things like that because of the Tzivoy from then, rather we keep it because of the Tzivoy said by Sinai, the Torah shouldn't have begun from there. The Torah should have begun from the first mitzvah that was said as Din Torah. Now granted, Chosh Zelachem took place before Sinai, in Perik Yubez V'Shmos, like all the whole parsha of Korban Pesach, all those mitzvahs were said before Matan Torah. You have to know how that has a status.
But she has Maisha there, not really so sure.
Whatever the pshat is, they talk about it. I don't have clarity in that. But once you have Moshe there, whatever it may be, right? So that's the point is, if that's the first time, that's the first mitzvah that was said by Sinai, so that's why the Havi and the Torah should have begun from there. But not from the other mitzvahs, which even though they were said first, but we don't keep them off those tzivoyim. That's what would come out. So to conclude, let's just be Misakim here. He had a mission in Tfulin, and the Yisoistik Machlokas about how to understand the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanon. According to Rashi, the Machlokas was the Isser said to Bnei Yaakov, or was the Isser said by Sinai? According to Rambam, the Isser definitely was said to Bnei Yaakov. The Shaila is, do we keep it because of that Isser, or do we keep it because of Matan Torah? And we said Rambam Hilchos Melachim is allowed to bring the Yaakov post of Yaakov Gidan Nasha, even though we don't keep it because of that, but we keep it because of the Isser Taka was it to Yaakov, but we keep it for a different reason. And then we ask the Kashas and Lashon Rambam, the Nishlama Torah al Yodo is Mashma, that not all the Torah that we keep is from Sinai, rather part of it beforehand. So we gave a suggested answer that maybe some dinim are kept from beforehand. If some dinim are kept from beforehand, when do we say that? It's whenever there's no stira to the dinim that are said Acharman Torah. But something like Hilchos Avelos, where Acharman Torah, it's a stira behedja to the din of Shivas Yamim before Man Torah, maybe there we would talk a same Torah as Chad Shalach. That's what we suggested. And then the only Yontiv, the Gabi, the Sugya of Tfilos, Avos Teknum, Tfilos Keneged, Korbanos Teknum, he wants to bring a ha'orah from the Gemara. You see a raya to the Rambam from a ha'orah from the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara didn't only ask one way, not the other way. You see from that that it's shayak for everyone to hold that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were misakin the tefilas, and it's not shver that we still hold k'neged tamidim tiknum, because that's the reason that we follow it.